For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King. President Erdogan of Turkey says Washington Post journalist Jamal Khashoggi died as a result of a premeditated murder at the Saudi Arabian consulate in Istanbul. President Trump says he still wants to get all the evidence before taking the next step, adding that the Middle East can be dangerous.
You take a look, it's a rough part of the world. It's a nasty place. It's a nasty part of the world. But if what happened happened, and if the facts check out, it's something that's very bad. At the same time, they have been a very good ally of ours.
Hurricane Wilma is aiming for Mexico's west central coast. The hurricane currently has maximum sustained winds of nearly 120 miles per hour. You're listening to USA Radio News.
What's on your bucket list? Running a marathon, hiking to the top of a mountain, or maybe surfing? What if I told you you can accomplish all of it at any age? This is Wayne Allyn Root, and I'd like to introduce you to somebody that's changed my life, made me feel years younger, maybe saved my life, my Cenogenics physician, Dr. Bob Letta.
Thanks for the introduction, Wayne. At Cenogenics, we help people look and feel many years younger. We've been in business since 1997. We have locations across the United States, and we've treated over 35,000 patients worldwide. Our age management medicine is proven to work. On the Cenogenics program, you will have your own doctor, exercise counselor, and nutritionist all working together to fine-tune plans especially for you.
Thank you, Dr. Letta. I'm 57 and I feel like I'm 30 again. I feel the best of my life. I have the most energy of my life. Are you ready to start feeling the best of your life? Defy your age with Cenogenics. Call now for your free consultation at 888-YOUNGER. That's toll-free 888-YOUNGER. Or go to Cenogenics.com.
Six children have died and another dozen have been sickened from a viral outbreak at a New Jersey rehabilitation center. WCBS reporter Steve Burns.
The Wanacue Center here, it's a long-term care rehab facility for kids and adults that suffer from genetic issues like brain respiratory problems. That means a lot of the kids here had fragile or compromised immune systems, and that may be what turned this normally minor illness, the adenovirus, into a deadly one. The center's not being allowed to take in any more patients for the time being.
The lines have been long with people buying up lottery tickets and planning on what they would do with the money.
I'm going to move my family out of Michigan because we want to be in a warm climate.
I'd like to set up a trust and help a lot of people if I could.
I'm going to go buy a $10 million house and move my family into it.
I'm going to take care of all of us. We're all going to be millionaires.
If you don't make it, there's a Powerball on Wednesday worth $620 million. You're listening to USA Radio News.
The following update is for drivers who pay too much for car insurance due to DUIs, DWIs, tickets, or anything else. Our company specializes in low-cost SR22 auto insurance. We know that mistakes happen and offer free quotes for very affordable auto insurance meant specifically for you, the overpaying high-risk driver. The quote is free and we'll handle the filing so you can start saving money. Call 800-758-0725. 800-758-0725. 800-758-0725.
USA's Tim Berg reports that Secretary of State Mike Pompeo has a message for the Central American migrants.
The Trump administration is continuing to make preparations to combat the 6,500-member Honduran immigrant caravan making its way towards the United States. Secretary of State Mike Pompeo had a message for everyone who thinks they can get into the country illegally.
The United States also has a message for those who are currently part of this caravan or any caravan which follows. You will not be successful at getting into the United States illegally, no matter what.
Is the Catholic Church considering a change for the priesthood? USA's Chris Barnes reports.
The Vatican appears to be laying the groundwork to open formal debate on an issue that has long been taboo, opening up the priesthood to married men in at least certain parts of the world where clergy are scarce. Pope Francis has convened a meeting of South American bishops next year that will focus on the plight of the church in the Amazon, a vast territory served by too few priests. During that meeting, the question of ordaining married men of proven virtue, so-called viri pro Vati, is expected to figure on the agenda. This week, a two-hour documentary on Italian TV is also likely to contribute to the conversation. The Choice, Priests and Love, profiles over a dozen men in four European countries who are grappling with the issue in different ways.
For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.